you're living underneath a rock, you know there is a big, very big YouTube battle going on between PewDiePie and T-Series. I just got done vlogging about this on my Facebook page, and there's a lot of people out there who want PewDiePie to stay number one on YouTube. All the controversy that goes behind him. And for most of the majority out there, you might ask, why should we vote for T-Series or PewDiePie? But I am here to give my honest, God-fearing opinion and why I stand by my opinion. My opinion is, why should I give a fuck? This is from an outside perspective. This is from an outside view. Why should my likes, subscribes, comments should go to T-Series or PewDiePie? What has PewDiePie done for me? What has T-Series done for me? I have done some research on both. PewDiePie does make great content. Love him or hate him. T-Series has been around since 1983. They are an India company base. So what is the fucking beef? It goes back a year ago that everybody is hooplawing over that, hey, T-Series is outdoing PewDiePie. They're getting more subscribers. I'm going to read a couple of YouTube comments that a couple of people did post on a few YouTuber page talking about PewDiePie versus T-Series. The first comment that I found interesting is, T-Series do not look at YouTube the way creators look at it. They are a big music label company, but a few years back they discovered that YouTube can be used as a promotional platform because the young population is leaving TV and headed towards online platforms. So they started uploading the music on YouTube whenever it launches for TV, and due to the Bollywood craze in India and its neighboring countries, it gained a massive following. And again, not all the content on T-Series gets a lot of views. Viewers are selected about the artists, movies, and etc. It's not like if today T-Series uploads some shit music, then the followers will leave or hate. They will instead wait for another song release from a well-known artist or more awaited movie. So it makes no sense to compare the content of the two channels on the same scale. Second comment, 30% internet penetration, and it's already ahead of the United States in terms of numbers. I won't be surprised if more and more India channels start sharing on top of the subscriber account. So it shows right there that the two channels have different content and they are not anyway alike. Some going to support PewDiePie, some going to support T-Series. The main kicker of all of this is that we all like controversy. We all like drama. We thrive on drama. We thrive on hate. We thrive on self-pity. Me and my friend was talking about this, and what he said, PewDiePie has been on top for 5 or 6 years, and he has no competition. Nobody has a challenge him. And yes, there's nothing wrong with a challenge. You can't only just be the baddest motherfucker in the room and expect to be bad all the time and win. You're going to get your dick kicked in the gut once in a while. So what is the point and going making rap songs like Bitchin' Lasagna and cutting down T-Series for no reason? Just because they are catching up with you? Just because they're going to outdo you? Just because, oh, let's dethrone God, or let's dethrone the God of YouTube. We drank this shit up like Kool-Aid. And this is what fries us in everyday life, is keeping up with the fucking Joneses. This is where I do believe. I think Logan Paul and Fousey will last longer than PewDiePie. You look at their past mistake. You look at Fousey, what happened to him over July 20th. You look at Logan Paul in the Suicide Forest video. And this really came down to the newest impulsive episode where Logan Paul was interviewing Fousey. And I really do not know anything about Fousey. I'm just catching up with all the YouTube drama and whatnot. But something what Fousey said, this is a persona. We want people to like us, but we can have views. Views can actually go to sponsorship and people to invest in you. It's the way to get fans. It's the way to be loved. And let's face it, most of us, majority YouTubers out there, we do have some mental illness. For me, I do suffer from depression and anxiety. Maybe some of us are desperate to actually find true love. Maybe some of us just want to be liked and be seen for us. You look at Logan Paul, from his vlogs to Impulsive, totally different person. Is this really PewDiePie? Or is this his persona? For me, I can give a fuck less if I make it big and not on the Taylor Jackson Show on every social media platform that I actually put on here. But I want to show my true self. What you see here on the screen, what you see on YouTube, is my true self. I can be outlandish. I can tell you the way it is, how my thoughts and opinions are, and how I care about it, and what I foresee about it. But do you see an ego? Do you see me try to be something what I'm not? Or try to kiss ass to your YouTubers or your subscribers and bow down and give you what you want and basically be like, oh, Taylor, we love you so much. We want to subscribe to you. No, I don't care about that. I hate being fake. And I'm not calling PewDiePie a T-Series fake. This is great publicity. But for me, I'm 27 years old and I'm going into a different direction. If I get my dick kicked in the duck, guess what? I'm going to find out how to improve on myself, how to become a better person, a better vlogger, a better YouTuber, how to do this better, how to go this the correct way and that, and compete within myself to become the better me. So whoever wins this battle, and you can sit here and say a hatred or a friendly rivalry, in all honesty, not the end of the world. Whoever wins, may I say, congratulations to the winner. There ain't no loser. Just how can we actually improve yourself to become a better person, and how can we actually improve in the profession that we choose to make?